I noticed Laya watching me, too. I nodded. "Tonight it is," I said, and scooted too quickly out the door. I hurried through the fields outside where the sun was shining and the sky was earth blue and lovely, where there were horses and cattle things on the meadows surrounding the western edge of the dome. The guards on the bridge smiled at me and waved and said something unintelligible but nice. I took all of this in and relished it, filled my lungs with it, got all the way across the bridge, sat down at the far end of it, and got my cigarette lit before I let myself think. On the other hand, I told myself furiously, Holly could be simply stunned, instead of the vegetable he appeared to be. Or maybe he was just stark raving mad, an improvement over being a carrot anyway. Shit. Or maybe it was just my usual guilt funk dripping those pitiful images. I made a command decision. I decided to forget about it. Holly was just tired out and a little disillusioned, that was all, by the reality of war versus the flag waving. Okay? Okay. Besides, I was busy with traitor business. I had to see Weiss. I walked across the sewer bridge into the city. It was its usual teeming, desperate self. People stomped or strolled or wandered about, looking for spots to hide what little bits of their past lives they had dragged through the staggering jolt of getting this far. The maze was dry now, but miserably pockmarked with hundreds of hard and dusty footprint craters. I limped and tripped alongside everybody else on my way to Weiss's passage. I was about halfway up the gradually ascending length of it in about a tenth of the time it had taken me before in the rain and darkness and despair. It was more than just the physical conditions which made this day different, however. There seemed to be a new touch of something in the air, crisp and clean and hopeful, maybe, the way the people clamored about. Like the rain had washed something away, and what was left was good and purposeful and so feeling poetic and the like, I got a little careless. A guy came suddenly hopping out of a narrow side tunnel, moaning in pain and fluttering his right hand in the air.
"Damn, damn, 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 damn," he said to himself, and then, apparently, seeing that he wasn't alone, to me.
Then he stopped his hopping long enough to hold his left thumb up and examine it critically. It was purple, and I assumed, yes, assumed, it was swelling.
"Can you believe it?"
he asked.
"This is the fourth damn time!"
This audiobook is continued on Disc 6.